Hello, everyone. How are you? Coming to you from near my apartment complex in the very sunny area that I love sitting in now with my chair outside near the gated entrance, which is not nearly as fancy as it sounds, but it's just a camera type thing that takes a picture as the car rolls through the gate. Anyway, I haven't recorded in a long time, mainly because not a whole lot has been happening, although today was nice. I had gone to a physical on Monday to that I needed in order to continue my insurance at its current premium. So, and when I was doing that, on my way back, I met a nice individual who writes for a mental health blog type thing and does presentations and was, in fact, getting ready to go to Washington, D.C. that very day. And I have to admit, I'm not entirely sure the scope of what exactly they do, but I am learning about it. It's fascinating, especially since I had been in the rehabilitation counseling psychology program. But it seems they go and do those presentations fairly often, even hold conferences in this area. But anyway, we had started talking via email, and it was indicated that maybe we could get together and have lunch today. And we decided to go to Jason's Deli, which I have been to before. But when I don't know if I've been to the one in this area. I had gone to the one in Charlotte a long time ago, probably in 2002 or something, but that's some good stuff. I mean, this the sandwich is way bigger than I thought it was. I got a meatball sandwich, which is not like a sub because they actually just put it in two slices of regular bread, not sub bread. But the bread was toasted too, and they had toothpicks stuck into each half of it, and then half their slice. But we went in there, and it was fairly crowded at first. I guess could be expected probably on any day, but especially on Saturday when not a lot of people are working and children running around yelling at each other. But we started talking, and this person has been working in the field of disability for a number of years and has this interest in advocacy and trying to find ways to make sure that all people with disabilities are able to socialize and make connections to others. I'm not exactly sure where this interest comes from, but of course, I think it's a great thing. It seems like we're going to actually maybe do some other fun things, too. We went to Walmart because they wanted to get some worms to feed a turtle, which sounds interesting, a land-based turtle, I guess. And I finally got a raincoat that I desperately needed because, especially in these days here in the South, you never know when or where it will rain. And the nice thing about this thing is it's a $30 coat that is kind of good for one to use, say, camping or something, so it can be retracted into a nice little bag, and I can easily carry that whole thing around all the time, so if it does start pouring, all of a sudden I can just whip it out of my little UNC grad student bag that I carry, my tote bag, and put it on at a moment's notice. And they say we may eventually actually take a camping trip, which I've done before, and it's fun. I stayed in a tent. I believe we probably did that in, 1989 or 90 with the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind in Raleigh. And that was interesting. I was with my cousin, in fact, and it seemed like somebody trampled our tent and half knocked it over at nighttime, and I almost sliced my finger off cutting carrots because I wasn't really paying attention and came down with a bang on it. But I like camping. I think it would be fun. And said, I hope we don't have any bears wandering in there and come and eat me or something and start laughing at me. But, yeah. I don't know how much of a naturalist I really am. But I think we all should have some exposure to the outdoors to remember to take care of our environment, which humanity has never done all that great a job at anyway. But anyway, I'm going to sit here and enjoy the last of the sunshine before I really should take my behind inside. And probably watch some of these NBA Game 7s. There are going to be 3 of them on tonight, which sounds fun. All right, I hope everybody else has had a great Saturday. Bye-bye.